Greetings and welcome to Catholic Cardinal Reflections, the regular podcast of the Catholic community at Stanford University. This is a weekly podcast of Sunday homilies and theological reflections given by the staff of the Catholic community and their guests. Today's speaker is Father Xavier Lavaghetto, OP, pastor and director of the Catholic community. It is the fourth Sunday in Ordinary Time and the readings are from Cycle B.
Weeks ago, we had Dr. Martin Luther King, and that sent me down memory lane. Now, for most of you, that's ancient history. For me, that was lived experience. The early 60s were a time of incredible hope. It was the civil rights movement, and we were going to change the world. At St. Mary's College High School, one time they sang, "We shall overcome." And one of the more conservative parents, hearing about that, came screaming in to the principal, cornered him, gave a long tirade, and then at the very, very end of it said, "What shall we overcome?" And Brother Mel Anderson said very quietly, "Ignorance, poverty, disease, racism, bigotry. End of story." And those things still haunt us, don't they? We talk about possessions and the evil spirits, and we kind of, what's all this about? We're moderns, right? But sometimes, don't you believe our world needs to be exorcised? Consider the demonic depths of the last century. A time of isms that made that century a charnel house. In the first 80 years of that century, 127 million people died, not in war. That was only 47 million. But died at the hands of their own country. Pope Benedict, reflecting on those times, wrote, "People of the present are sacrificed to the Moloch of the future, a future whose effective realization is at best doubtful. One does not make the world more humane by refusing to act humanely here and now. One does not make the world more humane by refusing to act humanely here and now." You know, the trouble about all those demons that possess the human spirit, be it poverty, war, and disease, which plague us still, or ignorance, intolerance, racism that possess us still, is that eventually, too often, we become demons ourselves. We become demons ourselves. We take it on. Now, Americans are a very religious people. 2007, 86% of the people presented said they believed in God. 70% they believe in the devil. Of course, when you go into more and more higher education, it drops off almost in half. Kind of skepticism about it. I can understand that. Yet I find disinterest in angels and devils vanish the moment I begin speaking about those miracles or possessions that I know of, which are just one person removed from me. Curiosity is palpable. You see it in Hollywood all the time, don't you? They love those kinds of movies. But it's with us. Sometimes we save on devil power. Now, the scriptures have two words that often uses about the powers of hell. They use the word Satan, Satanus, and they use the word Diabolos, devil. And they're kind of interesting. Satan was originally the name of the DA, the district attorney of the heavenly court. His job was very simple: attack and accuse. Sometimes we become Satan's too, don't we? We attack and accuse, maybe too right readily. And the word diabolos comes from the word to divide and tear apart. Well, sometimes we do that too. So, Father Ronald Rollheiser wrote this, and I really liked it. It goes like this: the powers of hell, Satan, and the devil work in two ways. Sometimes they work as the devil by dividing us from God, each other, and from what is best within ourselves. Sometimes they work in just the opposite way as Satan. Here they unite us to each other. But through the grip of mob hysteria, envy-induced hype, and the kind of sick unity that makes for gang rapes and crucifixions. Close quote. Whether you believe in devils or not, our world needs to be exercised, doesn't it? Because we see that, we experience that. And Jesus came to liberate us from that. He would free us to be truly alive. But you know, sometimes having correct answers and avoiding evil takes us no further than the scribes and Pharisees. Doesn't make us really that much better. Our goal is not to parrot truth. Our goal shouldn't be to parrot truth, but to know why something is true. Isn't that a noble Stanford cause, to really probe and ask? And our goal is not merely to avoid messing up, but to become people of character, men and women of virtue, to become love itself. Now, it's the vision of this campus ministry to form a community of lifelong learning and a hub for service to all those in need. No one is exempt from fighting groupthink and the fear that stops us from helping someone in pain. You know, Plato talked about the tyranny of the marketplace that enslaves the mind, how common opinion and half-truths are both blinding and binding. You know, the marketplace will sell us, well, a false image of ourselves and inflame in us almost a covetous desire. Buy this, buy that, and you will be fill in the blank, right? St. Paul offers us this advice: do not conform yourselves to this age, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that you may discern what is the will of God, what is good, pleasing, and perfect. You know, for Jews and Christians, the search for truth is that ultimately takes us right at the very doorstep of God Himself. We heard God's promise to Moses in our first reading: I will raise up for them a prophet like you from among their kinsmen, and will put my words into his mouth. Well, you've been raised up and you've been anointed as prophets. Will you speak Christ's life-giving word? Yet we're tempted at times to simply replace Jesus with mere belief. We can replace growing in virtue with merely not sinning. God desires a free mind and a generous heart. Truth and love really, really do need each other if we're to become whole. Love without truth is misguided. But truth without love is brutal. Paul urges us, living the truth in love, we should grow in every way into Him who is the head, Christ. So I want to say the Catholic conviction is that all science and knowledge leads to God. Be fearless truth seekers. We betray our heritage when we are not fearless in asking hard questions, looking for new insights, having a spirit of wonder. But it does not stop there. The Catholic conviction is that direct service is the teacher of the heart. Jesus showed us a God who treasures us and demands we treasure each other. We clothe the hungry, we feed the hungry, clothe the naked, give drink to the thirsty. You got to touch them. And every time we do, well, the demons flee when we see every person with the heart of God. And like Jesus, we lift them up. Sometimes we're tempted to do church, you know, like you do lunch. Might not be the church, be the church. Jesus acting in you for the world. And then in that moment, we can really sing, "We shall overcome."
This has been a presentation of Catholic Cardinal Reflections, the regular podcast of the Catholic community at Stanford University. Director, Gary Glover. With music by Albert Tommaso and Shane Clarkson. For more information, please visit our website at catholic.stanford.edu or visit our offices on the third floor of Old Union. Till next time, God bless you.